good evening, good afternoon, and happy today. Happy today. You know, if you listen to this, it's going to be a good time. It's one of my favorite movies of all time, Devil Wears Prada, because it's four guys.
One film.
Wait, this is one of your favorites of
all
time?
Dude, it really is, man. I watched this in movie theaters back in 07. That's
interesting.
Like, dude.
You have quite the spread.
I think Isaac has a very eclectic taste in everything. And that's why I love him so much.
Yeah, like, I'm definitely a person that likes specific shit. Yeah. Okay.
You're a man of mystery and also of many interests.
Too many hobbies, some would say.
Yeah.
I see you're a man of culture as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that whiskey you're drinking? With water?
Los Santori.
Yeah, but, you know, this movie, I watched it when it came out in movie theaters. And, I'm going to shout out my cousin Lily, you know, from Yakima. She came over and we watched this movie like the day after Michael Jackson died, and so it was just
that was also my birthday. Asshole.
Yeah, I was about to say.
You remember the Michael Jackson part, but not my birthday.
Right.
This movie follows a young girl fresh out of college, looking for a job, can't find one, decides to take her last option, but is it the best option? Now, as we go along with this review, we're going to talk about, did she do the right thing? Is her boyfriend a piece of shit? Were the fits on point for 07? Because I know it's controversial right now.
Controversial. Very controversial.
Controversial.
Is Meryl Streep still as fine as she was?
Yes.
That's always a yes.
That's always a yes.
Always a yes.
And also, did she fall to peer pressure of the fashion industry?
Maybe. 100%. Or maybe she just needed to do her job.
I still feel that this is a small version of Ugly Betty. I don't know. And I think America Ferrera did it better.
How is a small version of Ugly Betty?
Because it's Ugly Betty's about... you know, a quote-unquote ugly woman. I don't think she's ugly. I think she's
still... When did Ugly Betty come out, though?
Around, like, early 2000s. And then it was Betty La Fea.
Wait, was
before
Ugly
that.
Betty, like, a... I know, was it a TV show or was it a movie?
It was a TV show. Well, the American version, I think it's the same as the... was Mexican? Was it a Mexican show?
I think there's also a UK version of this.
Oh, okay.
Well, but apparently this is based off a book. There's a book that had The Devil Wears Prada.
What? Wow. It's based on... Wow. See, I think we've seen a lot of films that are based off of books.
So this... The Ugly Betty came out in 2006. And if the book probably came out way before then.
Yeah. But Betty La Fea came out way before that.
Betty La Fea was a...
And it's about... It's about this normal woman who joins the fashion industry and, you know, she has to go through...
I never saw this show. I thought it was... she joined like a newspaper or something.
No, it's the fashion industry.
Okay. I don't know about it, baby. It's a soap opera. I'm surprised you know this much about it.
It's because Crystal, she's been watching it. My wife's been watching it.
But, okay.
I want to read the book.
I want to read the book, too.
But going back to the story.
Oh, yeah.
The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah. Well, she's freshly out of college, can't find a job. And
she went to Stanford. How is she not finding a job?
She didn't get into Stanford.
Even now.
Oh, wait, she didn't get into Stanford?
No, she did. She got into Stanford Law, but she turned it down because she wanted to be a journalist.
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember that part.
She learned to listen to
women.
She
was like, I'm going to follow my dreams.
Yeah. Hey, look, a cis white woman in New York in the early 2000s. Yeah. I mean, she was going to be successful no matter what. Let's be honest.
Whoa, Alexis.
No matter what.
Hot take.
I mean, she would have been fine, but like, I mean, it's rough out there, dude.
But let's
New York in 2007. It was booming, actually.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah,
the crash was a year later.
Yeah,
the iPhone was a year later.
She would survive the year.
Yeah,
they were all gonna be fine.
She probably got fired right after at the end of the movie a little bit.
Oh man,
then they were like, yikes.
That's the first thing to go with fashion. They're like, hey, we're struggling to fucking keep food on the table.
We don't need this industry.
We don't need high fashion.
Let's talk about the acting for a second. I think it's probably one of Meryl Streep's better performances. Compared to Mamma Mia and other
Sophie's Choice,
you know.
I've never seen it. I just put it out there.
I've seen bits of it, but like, I don't know. I feel like this is just so memorable because like she's acting quite a bit. Like she's not like she is being like literally like a soft spoken woman, but like you could feel her intent. You could feel like when she's really upset at you, she does not raise her voice. Like, but there's something in her tone that changes. Mm-hmm.
It's very intimidating.
Like, she gives you those gray, steely eyes and shit. Like, you just feel it, man. When you fucked up,
you feel the weight of her voice. It's very intimidating, and I'm scared. Like, just listening to her.
I found scary that she didn't call anybody by their nicknames. Like, she was like, "Hey, can you just call me Andy? I like to be called Andy." He's like, "No,
you're Emily."
She called her Emily, and then
she was like, "Andrea, like, I'm not gonna call you by your like, what kind of bullshit is that?"
Yeah,
yeah.
It's the fashion industry. Don't forget it.
No, it's professionalism.
I'm sorry.
Okay, she still kept it real the whole time that she was there.
Like, yeah, she was a real thug.
Yeah. But what was you guys' I think favorite aspects of this movie?
Because I could
talk about this for honestly, hours, but I want to hear you.
Okay. I had fun looking at the fits, okay? Because they were, some were bad, some were really good, but like you could tell when it's like, oh, this is early 2000s yes. fit, you know?
Not even that, just high fashion in general. I think it's so over the top and it's ridiculous.
George, stop saying over the, I want to hear your actual
No, like, I don't like it. I think it's like, who actually wears that in the real world? Like, besides people that are in fashion, like, do you actually think it looks good? Like, tell me that genuinely. I know, like, I don't agree. I don't think so.
But look, you didn't understand the point that Miranda was making. Like, yeah, you probably aren't.
No, I'm just explaining to you as an industry, high fashion.
He sounds like Andrea before.
Yeah.
She really got to know. You're saying Andrea, too. He sounds like Andrea.
Yeah. Andrea.
I just don't get it. Yeah. Like, I'm not Petch, okay? No, I don't know. I think it's a little bit over the top. I think I can see why they dive into it, but from the outside looking in, like, I just. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. But maybe you can enlighten me, Gator. Maybe there's something I'm missing.
Like, right? I think for like it's what Stanley Tucci's character, because he's also in this movie.
He is.
Like, it's not about
fantastic.
It's not about how you wear it. Like, it's about like, well, like, you're respecting somebody else's art that you can live in it, and whether you like it or not. And at the beginning of the movie, Meryl Streep's character at the beginning says like, "Hey, yeah, you might not understand high fashion. You might not." And I get into it, but it still involves you. Like, at the end of the day, like, it's eventually going to trickle down to the normal person, and you're wearing it. At one point, the shitty cardigan or whatever.
It all trickled down to, like, the fucking your local marshals or whatever.
Trickle down economics. Yeah. Okay.
I did appreciate that whole speech, because I never really thought about the amount of work that it takes to achieve a certain color or a certain fabric. You know, like, it does take, like she said, like, millions of dollars and tons of people just to achieve whatever they end up, you know, putting out, and it's art.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it does trickle down into, like, you know, secondhand, whatever, you know, fashion, like, hand-me-downs, we'll whatever they call it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it is cool to think that there is an origin to that piece of clothing that you just
like,
see in the corner
like
of your
so
eye.
Much thought put into it at one point in time that, you know, somebody was really trying to make a vision. And I thought that was, I think that's, like, really nice, because, like, that's what we're doing right now, you know? Maybe mm-hmm. it might, like, it's trickling down to like whatever
something, right? Yeah.
But it's we're putting our hearts into our effort, and like you don't have to like it, but don't underappreciate it. And that's what right. Andrea was doing at the beginning of the movie. She's like, she scoffed and like yeah. laughed at,
because it's like, oh, I'm above this. Like, yeah, this, like, is, I'm trying to do real journalism, not fashion.
Yeah, yeah. But if you were good, you wouldn't be doing this job. So like, so right. That's kind of I see Meryl. She was like, okay, you don't have to like. Make us like try to make us feel like shit. Like mm-hmm. you openly laugh. Like this is a serious like meeting they were having. Yeah. Like maybe to you it wasn't.
And so now that you bring that up, I kind of do feel that Meryl Streep's character is justified in the way that she treats Andrea. You know.
Yeah.
Because you start your job off, and you know you basically belittle the industry with that little laugh.
Yeah.
And it's like, who the fuck are you? Like, this, I'm dedicating my entire life to this industry.
And you can't tell the difference between the two belts. Ugh. What is wrong with you?
Ugh. There was a clear difference, though. Like, I yeah.
There was a shade of a difference.
Yeah, like, it was, I feel like it was pompous what Andrea said. Like, they looked the same to me. I'm yeah. like, they had a different, there was a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Okay. It's too keen, I get. You know, not everyone has your
it's like, how could you say such a statement while wearing that, you know, clothes? Yeah. That boring clothes.
What is that, polyester blend? Yeah.
No, but that's kind of what I liked about this movie. You see Andrea's, you know, like progression. Like, hey, you know what? Like, maybe I won't get shit on if I actually start taking this seriously. Like, you know, Stanley Tucci was like, dude, you're not taking this seriously. Like, you're not trying to figure out anything about this world. You're mm-hmm. just living in it. And yeah. You're just trying to.
Do
like,
you want me
major.
To say boo-hoo to you?
Yeah. No. You know what? Is that what you want? That's a very valid point. Sorry, Nick. I think. You're right. I am a little bit kind of like, I don't have to get it, but despite that, she's a master of her craft. And
Dick,
it's like,
no, fuck you. Nick, say what you're going to say. You shit, you're legit just rewording what I said, you fucking piece of shit.
No. But what I'm saying is like, you're right. I didn't look at it that way. And what I'm saying, it's like us with movies, right? Somebody that doesn't give a shit about movies, they're going to hear us talk and they're going to be like, what the fuck are you on about? None of it is important.
You fucking dick. Alexis, if you could put a replay of what I said and then like,
I'm agreeing with you. I'm literally saying,
you don't
I
have
didn't
to
look at it that
I
way.
Just, like, I want to hear your opinion. And, like,
he just cut off Nick to
Jesus Christ.
No, great. What I was going to do is compare it to what we do with movies and like how some people don't give like a shit about movies. Like
just
and like
that.
They hear us talk and it's literally like, okay, like who cares?
Like
it's just a movie.
Yeah, but there is more to it.
That's what I was trying to fucking say, Gator. Jesus Christ.
But you don't have to say what I said and it makes you look like a douche.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm literally saying thank you for your point. I didn't look at it that way and then I'm adding my own thing into it. But if you would listen for more than a fucking split second,
so you really hurt his feelings.
So,
man.
Like the end of this movie, George and Isaac are gonna get a divorce.
That's where we're only getting closer, baby.
Okay. It just fuels the sexual energy for later. But no, what I was gonna say to that point was, yeah, I mean, I think like there's a couple things I don't like about what this movie shows for things, but the real point in that scene for me is there's a difference between Andrea when she decided to actually take it seriously in terms of learning about fashion, learning about like her job and her role as an assistant, learning her boss's schedule, knowing like if she wants Starbucks every day at 7, nobody should be reminding you to do that, right? Like, yeah, it's a fucking like terrible job, you know, it sucks, but someone's got to do it and that's her job, so at that point you should learn it. Same deal with like the little nuances is when she started to actually be less reactive and be more proactive that I felt like that she finally understood like that real lesson that Stanley Tucci's character was trying to show her.
No. Tucci, literally that scene where they're in the office and he's like, yeah. Are you doing enough? You're really not. You're doing the bare minimum.
Exactly.
And you think you deserve a fucking golden star for that? Mm-hmm. No, she's
like,
not going to.
Like, you're just doing your job, asshole.
Give you a little participation award.
With his hand on his hip.
Yeah.
You know? to really emphasize it.
Let's talk about Stanley Tucci's character, you know.
I loved him.
He got screwed over so bad in this, and I didn't like it.
We're not there yet.
That was the scene that irked me a little bit because he just kind of took it on the chin, and he was just
but you know what? You know. But sometimes in life, like when you're, I think you just got to take it on the chin.
But
like,
yeah, the way he took it too. I mean, I was, you know,
it was graceful.
Sometimes you get a carrot. Sometimes
yeah. And I was looking at some of the facts over here, and apparently, when they were talking about how they were gonna film that, the director basically told him, like, imagine somebody you were nominated for an Oscar, and one of your coworkers won. Like, you, how are you going to, like, react? You got to be graceful. You got to be, you know, elegant, even if you're sad or disappointed. And apparently Meryl Streep was like, I can help you with that. Because she's like, I know exactly what that feels like.
To her?
Oh, so she's like, yeah, I'm an Oscar-nominated person all the time. So I can tell you exactly what it feels like to win one and also to just lose.
Devastation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, but I think everybody except for Emily Blunt, she's an incredible actor outside of this movie. Like, I don't think... She did play a good dick in this movie. Like,
she was so annoying.
I think she did a great job of playing her role.
But that was her role. Yeah, that's.
It's kind of like, you know, you don't hate Joffrey for being a biggest fucking asshole in Game of Thrones. Like, it just is what he plays. Well, actually, a lot of people fucking hate him for
that. That's the character.
And that's like a big problem. And
that's why he hasn't been able to act.
Honestly, no. A lot of a lot of these people who do a great job of being either dumbasses, villains, whatever, it just sucks because it's like. Luckily, Emily Blunt didn't get typecast into like this ditzy asshole girl.
Yeah, because she acts
her ass off.
Yeah, she did, and I think everybody did. Like
Stanley Tucci did
a good job playing the his character. You know, obviously, fucking Meryl Streep did a fantastic job, and Hathaway's transformation like was also great. And man, like everybody in like there was a lot of like high quality actors in this movie.
Yeah, and if you think about it, it's not that high quality of like a plot.
No,
you know,
no.
Or it
it's
just
not
feels
that
like
great.
It's not very complex, but it delivers in a lot of ways.
And it's what kind of movie is
it?
It kind of
seems like she made the wrong decision by taking the job to begin with. It's like,
but I think
ultimately she learned something, but she pursued what she wanted to do from the beginning anyway.
Well, but that was the whole point of this job, was to open that door, because if it wasn't for her like getting that recommendation from Meryl Streep's character, she would have never got she would never got to the point where she needed to go to.
You think so? I mean, she got the interview on her own, but it was Meryl Streep's recommendation.
Yeah, but anybody
got her the job.
I think like a lot of people out of college, like your first job is might not necessarily be the best thing or the your final job, but it is going to teach you about work ethic. It's going to teach you about just like losing yourself in your craft at times. And I think for her, what this really presented her was in her mind at the beginning was like an opening for her to have Miranda kind of back her. Or, you know, Miranda works with so many publications and stuff like that she was going to get exposure to some that maybe even if she didn't use Miranda, she'd be able to.
She did that
with Christian, right?
Yeah.
Like the entire time with Christian, she was talking to him because she was like, oh, you work on a lot of things I actually like and respect and you work with your writer yourself. And so for me, I think at the beginning, like I said, it was more of like using Miranda. But then towards the end, she was just like, no, what I have learned is skills and how to carry myself and how to present myself in a better way. which now allows me to not even have to rely on Randa's name. Like, she didn't apply for the job.
But it did help when
she got her, but think about it this way. Yeah, like, but she put it on her resume, but yeah. She wasn't the one who was reaching out to Miranda or anybody else.
Yeah, she didn't say, like, give me a letter of recommendation.
My thing is, like, she still put her as a reference. And
that was her only job. Well, in your resume for a year?
Because if somebody's going to say, like, who's your reference for that position? COVID. I mean, yeah, she could have said Emily, but I mean, she would have lost the job if she put Emily as a reference.
I don't think Emily would have done that, because it sounds like she literally got a fucking... She sent that up the chain of command, which is Meryl Streep, and then Meryl Streep sent a personal fax to him, like, hey, you better hire this chick. And he did it. I don't think they even really did an interview. He's just like, hey, you worked at Runway. This really famous chick really liked you.
You're in.
I like how Meryl Streep's character still had to throw in that little diss. The most disappointing.
But I don't think that was a diss. I think that was a difference.
I know.
I think
it's funny because it's like right with her character.
What I was going to say was what I actually took from that is that I don't think she thought that Andy was disappointing in the sense of like she was bad. I think she was disappointing because she loved her so much. And she left.
Like she's never had.
I think so.
She's never had anybody like that.
No,
like,
I know.
Fuck. Like,
that's kind of what I interpreted as well. But also, it's like you could say that in so many different.
Oh no,
ways.
She's Miranda. You can't say that any other way.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, it's
she is cut her character's
out. But look, she has a reputation in the industry, and she's like, we know everybody in publication, so everybody knows her. Like, regardless if you're into fashion or not, and you're getting this high of a recommendation from a chick that's literally known to be the ice queen. Like, why? Like, I'm gonna hire you. She's like telling me that. I need to hire you because why wouldn't you do it? It's like fucking Barack coming in here and telling me, like, hey, man, I want you to like fucking hire this one dude. I'm like, if Barack's telling me.
Barack, like, anything for
first
you.
First name
man.
Basis, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
We are talking about Obama, yes. In case people don't know.
I thought he was talking about. Oh, I thought it was Barack from Pokemon.
Yeah. Oh,
that was my bad.
Ash Ketchum.
But yeah.
Ash Ketchum.
There's a couple different things that I liked about this film. There's things that I didn't like about this film. The things that I think. Aren't good, just to add, because I know how much you like this, to add the other opposite of the coin is, number one, the relationships fucking suck.
For sure. Like, I hate the dude.
Nate,
right?
No, both. Nate and Andy suck. And I'll be one of the first ones to say that.
For each other?
Well, yeah, in general.
Well, they're both the worst in the relationship.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're not meant to
Nate,
be. They...
Well, not only that, you know what? There's only one friend. I was trying to remember the side characters' names.
The girl right at the...
No, actually, I didn't really like her either.
Oh, you didn't like her? But she was the only one who was kind of like, hey, like, what the hell
are
you
Doug.
Doing?
It was Doug. Rich Summer plays Doug, who's the guy who, every time she starts talking about the magazine, he does a phenomenal job about putting in his two cents about the industry she's trying to work in. And he starts name-dropping things. It's like, oh, you have a friend who is taking an interest. Like, for example, whether it's, you know, Isaac in photography or any one of us, it's like, we're not going to take that moment to shit on our friend for having a new interest. And if you're going to talk about it, you know how nice it would probably make anybody feel if you're like, oh, let me talk about something that I know about it and let's share thoughts, let's share insight. Like, that was a friend who didn't take, and yeah, he participated in some of the goofs and some of the like things where it was kind of a dick move to Andy, but her boyfriend and her other friend that was the, that owned or that worked in the gallery, they both just shit on her the entire time for her decisions.
I think because they weren't the most interesting fucking person in the group.
I already forgot about those characters. They were so like mean.
Honestly, I liked Doug. Doug stuck out to me because I was just like, every time he shows up, he's just like looking right in her eyes, and she's like, he's like, yeah.
I'm
this
trying
is
to
so
picture who Doug is, but I don't even know.
It's this gentleman right here, Rich Summer, in the bottom middle.
Because he is not a size zero. I'll tell you that.
He's the one that was. I think he was dating.
I tuned out every single time that goes.
I think he was dating her friend Lily, which was like I said, the one who owned the art gallery.
Well, now that you're saying that, I kind of wish I listened a little more.
I hate her other friend. Like, her other friend was like not supportive of all.
Well, I mean, I think her other friend made some points that were important. I don't think so.
Because,
well, here's my two cents. I was gonna say relationships is one problem, and the second thing in this one, and I know Isaac's not gonna be good with this one compared to maybe the three of us, is work life balance.
Ooh.
Because I get why Isaac feels like he understands Miranda through and through. Because
he's
a business owner.
No.
The work doesn't stop.
And Isaac wears heels. When nobody's looking.
Yeah, I do.
He looks
13.
Good in him.
He does.
I got the
no,
good
he's,
calves.
You do.
He's the devil wears nada. Just it's heels and nothing else.
Hey, you looked at him on Pornhub, you'll find something.
Jesus.
But no, I think when you're, I've told this to Alexis many times, I think when you're young and you're trying to get that bag, I don't, if like, let's say my girlfriend needed to go do something that's really important to her And like for me, like I don't really give shit. Like my family, that's one of the things about my family. We've never celebrated major events like Thanksgiving, Christmas, none of that shit. That's never been in a relevant thing in our family. Like, yeah, we hang out on weekends and stuff like that. Those are important, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it comes down to, hey, man, you need this. This is what is affecting your lifestyle and your money. Like, go for it. Like that. Yeah. I'm never gonna dock you for that. Like, if that shit will never hurt my feelings. If at the end of the day, if you come to me, tell me happy birthday or Merry Christmas, and we get to spend a little bit of time together, I'm super happy. Because if you're doing what you think is happy, and you know it's gonna pursue to something greater, and I'm eventually, like, let's say when we're 30, mm-hmm. we have more time to spend together, and we don't have to worry about putting in the time now, I'm much more happy with that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're in the minority in that. I feel like maybe you're looking at it from your own eyes, right? Maybe if someone told you, hey, like, I'm going to miss your birthday because I got some work stuff going on, and you're perfectly okay with that, that's fine. Majority of people, birthdays is a big event. And then also, like, yeah, so for someone to be like, hey, I got to do work and then I'm going to miss that. I mean, most people would be upset. I'd be upset. I would 100% be like, this is not okay.
I think I'd only be upset if it never stopped, if there was like no end.
Well, I think there was a clear pattern that was being distributed throughout that scene. And that was the scene was the culmination of all the
It wasn't that specific thing. It was like Nick is saying, she's literally taking their calls while they're going out, while they're dining, while they're at the bar, while she's prior to even at the scene where they're trying to rekindle or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she gets a call and she's like, sorry, I got to take this. It's work. And she's like, hey, I hope you guys are happy together. Like, that's it. This is literally the problem.
I don't know, but I just think like if I was that dude, he was never supportive. Like, he was only supportive for the first day. And once like she got into the job and actually started trying to like do her job, like as we talked about, like he wasn't doing her job. Yeah. Like,
I disagree. You got to prioritize things. It's either like you got to find a balance between the two, or like,
you're giving up on your partner after a couple of months.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate.
Okay, go for
maybe he wasn't being supportive because there are multiple times where she's like, "I'm just gonna quit. I'm gonna quit." He's like, "Yeah, quit." And then she's like, "Nah, I'm gonna stick to it. And, you know, be away." So he kind of gets his hopes up, thinking, "Oh, I'm gonna have a normal relationship like how we used to," and then. It's not happening.
But isn't that kind of selfish though? Like,
I was going to agree with that completely. Yeah. It's because at that point, you know, one of the things that also pisses me off a little bit about how Lily, her friend, acts and saying like, you know, I've known you for 16 years or whatever. Your past with me is not, am I not entitled to grow? Mm-hmm. Am I not entitled to change? Like, I completely agree.
And she was upset. Like,
she was upset. Like,
but they also knew her well enough to realize that she wasn't staying true to herself by doing all these things.
I think they shouldn't have
been like, hey, you shouldn't be doing this. Don't do this. This is wrong. But they should be kind of like, give her enough input where they're like, hey, this is not, you're not being yourself.
See, one of the things that pissed me off about this movie and like how she had some fake ass friends. Again, going back to the guy Doug. Like, they were all happy when they were getting free shit from her. Like, oh, here's a $2,000 phone. Here's a bag that you can't get in the stores. They were completely fine with her job up until, hey, like, it had to go time for her to go back to work and actually do something. That way she could have these opportunities. And again, like, if you're young and you're working long hours and it might not be the funnest thing in the world, right? But, like, if that's going to open up opportunities so you can be later when you're much older or however old it is, where you can actually take a fucking breather, why not, you know?
You know, but here's the thing that I will add to that. I actually wanted to say one quick snippet because you remind me of that scene. I really do find it interesting that this movie didn't take the opportunity to show, like, Anne Hathaway trying to buy her friends off further when they were actually mad. Mm. You know, it's interesting because I feel like that is a trope that some people, especially with money, start to do. Obviously, she isn't supposed to be a character with money, but she's supposed to be a character with means because of her direct relationship with Miranda. So, like, there was a part of me that was kind of expecting that there'd be a follow-up scene where all of a sudden she's trying to gift a Gucci bag after her friend's mad at her. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, you think that, like, just cool, you got me a bag earlier, but like, just get me a bag every time I'm fucking mad.
But you know, I appreciate that because
that's what I'm saying. I do too.
Every time Alexis pisses me off, he can give me like a movie or something.
Oh yeah. I'll just buy you guys off.
No, but like, I appreciate that because you know what? She's giving them the stuff out of her own kindness of her heart.
Exactly. It wasn't ever, that's what I like.
It was because I had true friendship with you. It's not because you're mad at me. Like, you know what? I'm going to get you this, like, Gucci bag. I know you'll be happy or whatever the fuck. Yeah. Because I can go into this warehouse and nobody's going to notice it.
Exactly.
Like, if fucking something's missing.
No. What'd you guys think of the end, like, where they kind of rekindle? She comes back. She apologizes to the curly haired guy.
Her boyfriend, Nate?
Yeah, I forgot his fucking name. Forgettable character.
I don't like that guy.
He sucks.
I don't like him again because
Okay, well, my question was.
Hold on. Let me explain something, George, because this is your first time watching this. I've seen this like 20 times.
He's like, I know this is a difficult movie for you.
Okay, so I'm going to explain. That's not even it. What I asked. He's like, no, forget about your question. First of all, let me.
I would do what you did all hear, the time, okay?
He knows more of what you're thinking than you do, okay?
No, okay.
My question was, what did you think of the scene? And then rekindling.
Nah, I wouldn't have gone back with him because I'm like.
I think that bra was atrocious.
Yes. It totally was. But no, the reason like, I don't like that scene is because I'm like, okay. If she's doing this to a job that she doesn't really like and she's only doing it for the opportunities, right? Essentially, that's her whole motivation through doing this job. Right? And what is she going to do when she actually goes to that newspaper and, like, now she has, like, she's going to put her heart and soul in it? Like, it's going to, like, it's going to be double the time. It's probably going
to. Potentially.
And because if you.
But here's the thing that's important. This is the thing I was going to say earlier is while you, like, I think this is kind of where George was getting at, too.
Yeah.
What you've mentioned is that you are a very kind and understanding person, right? But whoever you're dating, they're entitled to not be. And that's the thing that she didn't do, which is she, with her friends and her, like this was my point that I made with the party scene, right? Is that she made a commitment. And at the end of the day, you're your word. And the same way that she won't break her word to Miranda, she did to her boyfriend. So at some point you just decided to show, like there wasn't even any communication that was needed. You proved to your boyfriend that your relationship with your boss was above. And that's, you know, for some people, like that's my whole point wasn't to say that Andy was a bad person for work ethic or anything. It's just that she was a bad girlfriend because she clearly was not ready to be in that relationship and prioritize her relationship. If you happen to be in a high power relationship where both people always prioritize work first, but they still make it work, that's totally fine. You know, like relationships come in all different shapes and sizes. But what I'm trying to say is that they clearly both lacked the communication to be on the same page. Like if you and your girlfriend, me and my girlfriend or anybody else have the same ideas of exactly what has to be priority, that's going to work out. But if one person has one understanding, and the other person has another, that's just how you're going to keep fighting. And that's what happened. That's why they took a break. You know, it was her not making it very clear that she was willing to make sacrifices and that's he was going to be some of those sacrifices sometimes. And same with the friends.
Tragic.
No, I get that. But it's still my issue is like, man, let's say, because she was with Nate for like a really long time at this point in time. And I don't know. I didn't like the fact that he didn't support her. I'm like, you've been with her for a really long time. You guys moved to New York together. Like, and you're not, she's trying to move in the direction that she needs to move in to eventually get to what she wants to do. And like, as soon as like things got tough, he stopped showing support.
I don't think that it was when things got tough. I think it's when she started to prioritize, like Nick was saying, her job for personal monetary gain over their relationship, because she knew that this job was potentially a stepping stone for her to get where she needed to be in a different industry and with journalism, these different things. And I think that once she started doing those things where like, hey, yeah, I am going to miss your birthday, but it's because it's going to help me out in the long run. Oh, I'm going to go to Paris Fashion Week and fucking, you know, and take a break and not do any of this, whatever.
And this wasn't like the whole, in my opinion, Miranda's divorce was to serve and show like you want to make it big. Everybody wants, like she even said, she's like, everybody wants to be us, everybody. But it's like, this is what it takes. This is like my third divorce or whatever.
It's her fourth husband.
Fourth husband. Yeah. There my you go. God. Well, actually, so that was right. Third divorce. Yeah.
it was like her fourth. She's divorced.
Well, no, well, the first time, I guess. Yeah.
I think it's showing that on both sides.
I was getting ready for a fifth husband and confusing myself. But anyway, like that whole idea too of just like having those boundaries set. Like, I think they purposely didn't show it, but. Yeah, in all reality, you know, you would expect somebody who's been with her as long as Nate to have had a conversation before kind of getting to the snarky comments, getting to like the bullshit, like anger, like, you know, communicate with me, talk to me if there's a problem.
Maybe
first.
We see it like if we read the book, right?
Yeah.
We might have seen it, but I think in this movie context, he's probably a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
if any of like our. I don't know if I'm saying she was perfect because she was also kind of she was sliding around.
I think they were both.
Oh yeah,
they were both not
great. Shit with Christian. That was fucked up.
Like, yeah, like dude, like
slept with that guy.
Well, she was like flirting with him at the party.
I'm not your
babe. No, yeah.
I'm not your baby. Whatever.
They go on a quick break and he's like, bam.
You know what I mean?
Not even day after.
When you're in France, you know.
And also like I think nowadays that scene wouldn't play well just too because of the. Like the whole, she was under the influence. She was even saying like, "I'm drunk. We shouldn't."
She had like two. She went down to a size four. That chick had
she's,
two.
She's getting drunk off a whiff of fucking alcohol at that point. You know
that guy.
I mean?
That guy was being a fucking.
That was a
predator.
Not, exactly. Yeah. That was not okay. Yeah. But
watch the Predator episode.
Yeah, he. No, he but makes a surprise
going back to what we were saying, I think that this is a very common theme, like not just in movies, but like in life. Like this reminds me of the Whiplash scene where he's like, hey. We need to break up. The reason we need to break up is that I need to work hard in this craft that I'm trying to master. Mm-hmm. And that I know that I'm going to spend time away from you and you're going to resent me for it. And we're not going to work well together. So I'm going to cut ties now so it doesn't get to that situation.
Before it gets too far.
And it's literally the same thing with Meryl Streep's character. She's like, you have to step on, crack a few eggs and like, you know, she's on her third, fourth, whatever husband. And it's not because she's probably, you know, not a good partner. It's because she's, her life and everything revolves around her craft, which is fashion.
But I think if you're going to marry a person like Meryl Streep's character, you have to be okay with her priorities.
No, so that's what I'm saying. It's not even her that's the issue. It's the fact that
the partner has to understand.
I'd see, oh, you've been divorced three times. I know what I'm getting myself into.
Those are all good points, but that doesn't absolve anybody from communication.
No. What I'm saying is, like, you have to understand, like, hey, my partner... They need to do this in order to achieve their goals. And in order for you to make it work, you have to know that going in. Obviously, they were already halfway through, so it was kind of difficult because it's changing right in front of his eyes. So that's kind of unfair to him. Going back to, I don't think they were both the best partners because this is all kind of unraveling as the movie's playing. But in general.
Especially, you married Meryl Streep's character. Like, you've dated her. Nothing really is going to change. Maybe you guys now live together. You see the shit a little bit more. But, like, if you're going to marry, like, let's say you married her for, like, a couple of years. And you dated her for, like, maybe a year or two. You know what the fuck you're getting yourself into.
We just told you the example. Yeah. For Meryl Streep, yes, that's the case. But for Andy, no.
But I don't know that. I resent that, though. I don't agree with that. Because, again, it's like we're not gatekeeping Andy and saying that she isn't allowed to fucking learn that she likes fashion and she's into this shit, right?
No.
But so, like, to gatekeep her husband or any of her ex-partners and say that, like, you know, I'm allowed to have an understanding about any part of my relationship today, but I'm also allowed to change my fucking mind tomorrow or a month from now or a year from now. And so I think that's what she... doesn't understand is that she might have, you know, like she might have a husband. And just to make this clear too, it was very evident to me from the scene when she first dropped off the book to Miranda that she loved her husband. Like the way she was and like the way she is always talking about her husband and her kids, the way that she was even like looking very apologetic and sincere to her husband. It was clear to me that she was someone who was just being torn apart by her priorities at work and her priorities at home. She was clearly not able to manage that and she kept choosing work and she felt resentment, but that wasn't enough for her to change anything. Like at no point in time did, even if she was like, fuck, I'm sorry, this sucks, I'm clearly not doing the right thing and I'm not prioritizing you and the girls or just you, but at the end of the day that doesn't matter if you're not changing, if you're not actually doing something about it. Like acknowledging the problem isn't the problem.
Yeah,
you know, the problem is what you're doing.
Yeah, no, definitely.
You know, and so...
Actually, interesting point. Sorry, Alex, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say that I wish we would have gotten more of an insight in Miranda's, like, real life. Because we just saw her work life. But, you know, I bet there was more to her than whatever that was.
That's what I was about to say, actually. So that small little snippet where Andy walks upstairs and she sees Miranda up there with her husband almost arguing. She's got tears in her eyes. I think that's why, like, the rule is don't go upstairs because it's like Miranda doesn't want you to see this. This is her, like, personal life. Yeah, and it's like she struggles with her relationships, all these different things. So
it's
she
where she's
them,
weak.
Yeah,
so
she always keeps them separate. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. It's like, oh, she literally hides it so much from her work, you know, the work at home balance, that she's willing to fire Andy for even getting a glimpse at it.
Yeah,
she's literally like, I'm going to give you an impossible task just because you saw that. And if you don't do it, you're fired, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I mean, speaking of that, I mean, I think we talked extensively about relationships. I did want to talk a little bit about kind of like the work aspect of it. You know, it's interesting. Like I said, like I didn't really love the relationships part, but the thing I did not like about the work part is I think that there's something to be said about having to, you know, distinguish yourself and work hard when you're young. I don't disagree with that, but, you know, one of the biggest frustrating things about my life at times is hearing older people just say it's your job. And you should just deal with it. And that's like, I think that can make sense in certain cases, but I don't think it's a catch-all.
Yeah.
And so in this job, this movie shows exactly like, yeah, some people, maybe you love it and like you breathe fashion. You're like, fuck, this is my jam and it's hard. But like when I'm done, I'm happy. And I understand I'm not going to have a partner. I understand family is not for me, but this is what makes me happy. Awesome. But again, you can't apply that blanket statement to anybody. Some people are going to get there and they're just going to collect their check. They're going to go home and they're going to do a great job while they're on the clock. And they're not going to look at their phone for work or laptop emails when they're not. And it just seems like, I honestly think like I can see like the demographic of people 40 and above love this movie because they're like, that's what we want for work ethic. That's what you need to be. And I'm like, pay me like Miranda and I'll be Miranda. Don't pay me like Miranda and you can suck my fucking ass.
That's funny that you say that because it's like, all right, most often now, like in corporate America, you enter a position where it's like you're not getting paid shit.
No.
But they expect that same drive. They're like, oh, you got to work hard and build. And I'm like, I'll tell you what. Being someone that's had over fucking 26 different jobs at 27, it's literally like, no, dude, there's so many other industries where like you'll get paid twice as much for doing half the fucking work.
Yeah.
It's really a matter of like understanding what you like. You got to know people, connections. You really just got to dive it out. I mean, but there's other cases like for you guys have, you know, worked in school, gotten a degree, worked in your field, and you're doing well as well. I mm-hmm. think it's all just a matter of like where you are in your life mm-hmm. and what you're willing to put in. But it's like someone like Andy working your ass off for what? Being somewhere where it's a stepping stone? No, fuck that. Like the scene where Tucci is in the thing, he's like, oh, I'll have a girl here in 5 minutes will replace you. They will work twice as hard as you will.
Yeah.
That fucking frustrates the hell out
yeah,
of me.
Yeah, no.
Because it's like they're so keen on replacing you. No, they're but, like, be but, grateful for what you're giving.
But
which
granted.
Is crazy.
I think if we look at today's job market, Andy's job would have been a 100K plus job.
Potentially. No, I'm not saying
definitely.
Like, looking at it retrospectively, if you're getting paid 100K plus to be somebody's person, because that's what she was. She was a personal assistant.
She was a personal assistant.
So
yeah.
I'd be like, yes, ma'am.
You have to be on call. Like,
well, yeah, if you're right on there. The clock, if you get to clock in your hours, like, and just to make clear, I don't think I want to make this clear. My biggest grievance wasn't the hard work, even. It wasn't even the late nights.
No, the hard work is fine, but with this equal amount of, like, they're giving you back.
Well,
like,
not only just that,
but she was also, like, if you got to think about it, she had good, pretty good benefits. She was getting all the clothes.
In today's market, her position might be an intern that's unpaid. And they're doing the equal amount of work.
Well,
like,
I think, like I said, like,
and it's like, oh, you're getting job experience. That's all you get.
That's crazy. Very true. It's insane.
And they expect the same level of grind. And it's like, motherfucker, I'm living on top ramen in my parents' bedroom while I'm going to school full time.
My dad has to give me a check to pay the rent.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's how hard I'm
off.
Living.
Yeah, oh my
I'm pretty, but she was living in Manhattan, so it's not like she was living. It's not like she was
she's fine. She's fine. What'd you say earlier, Alexis, about her?
I don't know, man.
This white woman. Who said that? I mean, I agree. Look, hard work is important and all of that, but the one thing that also pissed me off more than anything, I guess, is just like, you know, I'm not. I also hate this. Some people are like, what do you want? Validation? I've heard that plenty of times in fucking my industry, at least.
Yeah.
Where it's like, what do you want me to tell you good job for doing your fucking job? And it's like, no. But if you're going to fucking chew my ass out, you better fucking be willing to praise it the same amount. Like, I don't care about validation, but I do care about harassment at the same level. You know what I'm saying? And like, that was something that I also didn't appreciate where it was just like, it's crazy to me how fucking brutal Miranda can be. For being so soft-spoken the whole movie. Like, her look was penetrating into your soul.
Ice cold.
Yeah. It was just insane.
Dude, the filmmaker did a good job.
He did it. Fucking Meryl Streep, everybody did a great job.
Meryl Streep sold it well.
I feel like you put a camera in front of her, she'll do magic.
She's just gold.
I didn't think she didn't act that well in that show with... Only Murders in the Building or whatever.
I don't know if she was in it.
She was in it. She doesn't. I feel like they really underutilized such a good actor.
Mm-hmm. Like, is that her fault or is it the filmmaker's fault?
It's never Meryl's fault.
It's probably not her fault, but I guess like if you're paying her, because I'm pretty sure she's asking top dollar, right?
Mm. She deserves it.
She deserves it, but also like why would you underutilize her too? And then like I just don't feel like she did a great job acting compared to like. How she's selling right in this movie compared to what she did.
You know, she's older now, so maybe.
Well, her thing is she plays like an older chick that's acting.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And she, because they're trying
to make it. Should be easy then.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, it just didn't sell it for me. Mm.
No, yeah, but going back to what Nick was saying, I think Andy is a really good representation of that. Because honestly, she chose, hey, I'm going to do something that I enjoy, whether it's the same amount of work or more than what I was doing with the fashion industry. And I agree with that to the extent, because I tried to start a business on my own. And guess what? I was putting in fucking 50, 60 hours plus a week in that. But guess what? I'd go back into it in a heartbeat because working for yourself is so much more fulfilling. Also, I had the freedom of like being able to take vacations, work on my own hours, not have to, you know, have someone tell me what to do, when to do it. And then when you do that, like in a corporation like this, it's like, no, it's I'd rather honestly, work-life balance is not something that and I feel like is talked about enough. It's so important.
And that's what,
like,
Andy what makes you happy? Was pursuing, right? Just basically like, I need something that'll make me happy. I need to pursue projects that I actually want to do. And so like, that's the only way I'll find success.
I could do this.
Like four guys? One film.
Yeah. I'd do that all day. It's every day. All day, every day, every week.
Yeah. Dude, you guys don't even know how many movies I watch, man.
We know, motherfucker. We can't find a movie that you haven't watched.
This one was one, actually. This is one movie you haven't seen, right?
Yeah, in a very long time.
Oh, you watched? Yeah. Fuck.
I showed it to him a really long time ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Like, I was gay for this movie.
You need a cut.
Was? No, this is still.
I think let's talk about Letterboxd reviews.
I
think we had a good conversation going. Let's keep it going.
All right, yeah, so Letterboxd reviews. And again, these are guys that follow us on Letterboxd, so thank you for following us.
Hey, shout out
there.
To you guys. We appreciate it.
We do appreciate that. But all right, friends. So this one is by Zach. They give it a 4.5 star. They say, genuinely think it's impossible for me to hate someone as much as I despise Nate. See, so there are people out there that do not like the boyfriend.
No.
What do you mean there are people out there? I feel like it's hard to like him. Who likes him? Yeah.
Well, because I was scrolling through and they're like, oh, Nate is so cute, this and that.
No, he's
eyes,
not.
Blah, blah, blah.
He looks like he doesn't fucking shower.
He looks like he's threatened by his girlfriend.
He makes grilled cheeses
he's like,
his whole life. He went to culinary school just to make a fucking grilled cheese that looks like shit.
Dude, how many times was he flipping that shit and it was so burnt? It was so fucking
It did piss me off when I realized he's a chef.
He loves grilled cheeses, and I could already tell he was fuming.
I was fuming.
He's just like, oh.
Dude, remember that?
Remember we used to go to fucking Matu and get that soft white bread and make some sick ass grilled
cheese? Dude, we would. We would. And it's still there.
We need to keep doing that,
But back to the review. That's why I really dislike that at the end of the film, despite everything that she's gone through, she still goes back to Nate.
Yeah.
You know, I think she's learned enough. She's become a different person where she could move on and just figure out her life on her own. You know?
Yeah, but I also think that she also kind of did him dirty.
Exactly.
But don't get me wrong, I hated Nate. He didn't deserve her back.
No.
But she did kind of like, hey, I'm going to be selfish and do this for me, which is fine. But when you say you didn't like she went back, it's kind of like, all right, well, I mean, she
and
was in the wrong,
kind of,
for the most part.
Greasy.
And the last
but
thing
yeah,
I
he sucked
say
as a boyfriend. Fuck that.
The last thing I want to say about that, too, is because we didn't get a chance to, she fucking cheated.
Yeah.
Oh, for
and,
sure,
like,
dude.
Again, I want to
so
echo that.
While they were on their break, she slept with a really handsome guy in France.
Yeah. So she got coerced by the handsome guy.
She did, 100%. But we didn't let it go with Ross and Rachel. We're not going to let it go now.
Wait.
Okay.
What?
Friends. They were on a break.
I didn't. Wait, then I just started Friends. I didn't know that
dude,
they got together.
Friends has been out for like 20 fucking 30 years.
Spoilers. I'm going to finish
what the fuck,
all right,
man?
Whatever. We're moving on.
You deserve this.
We're moving on. Anyways, thanks,
honestly,
Zach.
Honestly, it's a terrible show. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Take that.
Thank you, Zach. All right, this one's by Sophie Hart. She gave it a 4.5 star, and I'm going to have to be ready to bleep this out.
Okay.
But she says, the director yelled cut, but Meryl Streep heard
I love that.
All right. And, you know, it's just like, really, really. It's true, isn't it?
Dude, yeah. True, Meryl Streep played one of the iciest bitches in
She's
in
so
history.
Soft-spoken. Like, I'm kind of like, I'm very attracted to her,
you know,
but I'm very intimidated.
You know what?
So Alexis would go full dominatrix, like, just let her...
I'm the dominatrix?
No, you're the one getting dominated.
Yeah,
by Meryl Streep.
See, Meryl Streep was like, I'm not going to be a girl that
she'd poops. Have you in a gimp suit and everything, Alexis. And
just,
I think you'd be
just
into
like
it
in Pulp
too.
Fiction. Watch that episode, Pulp Fiction.
Stop plugging in our podcast, on our podcast, bro.
Hey, man, somebody has to do it.
We had to do it.
Hey, I'm doing it too.
Right. Actually, I have a question. Did Meryl Streep get nominated for an Academy Award for this film?
Probably. But I don't think she won anything.
She didn't win?
Yeah, even though I think she should have.
Let's, really? I mean, what other ones did she get nominated for? Do you want to pull that up?
Ooh, you know, something girl, random while we're fucking waiting for it.
So Meryl Streep was nominated for the Academy Award. She was fantastic.
What did she win in?
I wonder who she lost to in that year, 2007.
Best actress, right?
Helen Mirren.
For what? That was a good movie.
And Forest Whitaker won that
year. Oh, man. Penelope Cruz in Volver. That was an incredible movie.
I haven't seen it.
You guys would like it. I think you guys would really like it.
Wow, that was actually a good. That was a good year for movies.
Leonardo, Blood Diamond,
The Departed.
Oh. What I was gonna say too,
Ryan
is
Gosling.
This actually something random too. I mean,
Pursuit of Happiness. That's a good one.
Shut the fuck up, George. One of the things I was gonna say too.
There you go. That's the attitude. That's what
there
I
we go,
to.
Baby.
I want that butt. Big all right, butt
Miranda.
Attitude.
All right, yeah.
The director said cut. She heard.
Is anybody hear something? You know, someone talking. I'm not sure. Yeah, just keep it low voice.
Nigger, fucking supporting you, like dick. That. Okay.
No, you know, just you know, we don't raise our
smack
voices.
Gator, smack him.
Yeah, we're not good. Women who poop. We're bitches that shit.
Wow.
That's what we are.
Wow.
So again, one of the things that I wanted to mention was, I don't think this is one of the craziest cover arts though too, as far as movies. Like, I had never watched this movie, but I could recognize, like, if you don't put the title on it, I could recognize the cover art for this movie. Like, the red stiletto with
hands
the fucking
down.
Pitchfork
yeah.
is, like, one of the best and most iconic, like, cover arts. For
is that from the book, or did they make that specific?
I mean,
no.
It didn't seem like it was
no,
from
the
book.
No, the book cover was different.
Yeah, the book cover, when we saw it.
It looked like more of a French thing, didn't it?
I don't even know.
Dude, I kind of want to read this book.
I think we should read the book.
Hey, if you guys want to start a book club with us on Twitch, let us know.
But, all right, let's get
that was Sophie. Thank you, Sophie. All right, this one's by Ben, 2.5 star. Here we go. You guys ready?
This fucking weirdo.
Who was the, all right? So it was girl that said the first one. I mean,
well,
the second.
I can't assume.
No, I know. I'm like Nick. Why did
their name was Sophie? Their name was Sophie. Okay. All right, Ben, 2.5 star. Jesus hilariously Christ, early 2000s in every single way, most of all trying to pass off Anne Hathaway as A, fat, B, ugly. What the fuck was up with that trend? I mean, it was only this and Princess Diaries, but it's crazy it happened twice, right? Pretty fun, mostly bland. Also crazy, Stanley Tucci's just a straight man in real life.
I mean, you know,
these
what?
These are all valid points.
Fucking great points.
But why like, did you give phenomenal. It a 2? It's like
2.5.
I so, mean, that wasn't the point, though. Like... Mm-hmm. This movie had so many other highlights.
I mean,
were, like, great.
Look.
You're not wrong.
Look, let's compare this to, let's say, I don't know, Master of Disguise, another episode that we did, all right? And that film, they praised larger women.
They did.
And this film, you know,
they shamed you for being six.
Yeah. Which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like,
and then she went down to a 4, and that was growth.
And that was character development.
Jesus Christ.
And this movie only had fashion and clothing as things you wear. That one had disguises.
Disguises.
I hate, are we going to keep referencing this to Master of Disguise every time? I do not support this. I do not condone it. I'm
Devil
out.
Devil Wears Prada. How many turtles? Zero.
Zero turtles.
Zero.
How
no
many
turtles
in Master
no
of Disguise?
No sense of fashion.
One turtle.
Mm-hmm. Still not turtly enough.
There you go. If we go on, it's not even a 2.5 anymore. Now it's a 1, so we got
to
stop.
Going back to your comment, I disagree. I don't think the 2, I mean, it doesn't deserve a 2, but all your points are valid. Yes. So at least should be 3.
Look, they do say, you know, I think they're kind of praising Stanley Tucci because they're saying also crazy Stanley Tucci is just
Stanley
a straight man
Tucci's
in real life.
Phenomenal.
He's just acting well.
He did fantastic.
I think Stanley Tucci is, you know, okay. I preface this by saying I'm an ally. I think Stanley Tucci is to, as a straight man, is to gay men, what as Robert Downey Jr. is to black people as a black man. Like, the way that everybody's like, no, what Robert Downey Jr. did in Tropic Thunder was phenomenal.
I think Stanley Tucci
we
might have to cut that.
Amazing. No,
if Isaac's saying let's cut that, we got to cut that.
Yeah, bro, what's wrong with you? I thought you were going to say Neil Patrick Harris is to straight men.
Neil Patrick Harris is... Well,
because he plays a straight guy,
you know,
but he's actually the straight guy. Yeah, the straight guy.
But you know what?
The ultimate womanizer, and he's
the interesting thing, though, is I don't think he was out all the way when he first started.
No, he was, wasn't he?
I'd have to be fact checked.
Dude, in Harold and Kumar, he alluded that he was gay. Like, I think he's been out forever.
Okay. I've never seen those movies.
Dude, you'd need to watch
them. They're all right.
But let me ask a question. What in the movie indicated that Stanley Tucci was gay?
the hip. He's walking around like this.
Hey,
dude.
The hetero cis male assumptions is what did it.
And that's exactly.
No.
We should all kill ourselves.
No. It was as sharp. Like no one looks that sharp in a suit.
Oh yeah,
like,
sure.
No
so
one looks.
Keep saying that.
George, because you can't look that sharp in a suit.
What I said,
don't. I'm
apparently
a slob.
What I said was offensive.
Right?
But
this man right here is just promoting. You know. All these fucking assumptions.
Why the fuck? You guys all said the same thing. We were watching
it. Do you know what?
All
know
of
what
a sudden,
is?
I'm the enemy.
All he is.
Yeah. I'm an ally too.
All he
and
is
I don't. Nobody sees it, buddy.
No. If you have to call yourself an ally to be an ally,
he fucking said it earlier. Why did you give him shit?
I don't think so.
That sounds. Does that sound like me, Alexis? That doesn't. Sound
and
like
if it did sound like you, I'm gonna cut it anyway.
I don't know why I'm getting flamed,
George. If you could find this in the recording when you do the TikToks, then we'll accept it. But as of now,
you know what? Let's move on. Thank you, Ben. That was a fantastic review, even though we don't agree with your rating. Okay. This is the last one, okay? This one's by Kiki. 4.5 stars. Here we go.
Okay.
I've never felt so much wrong about my weight after watching a movie as much as I did with this.
I know. It's so funny.
Now I feel like I'm obligated to stop eating and only eat a cube of cheese when I get hungry. Very definitive sign of an early 2000s movies, for sure. Even still, I really enjoyed this and the feeling it gave me. I can't believe I'd never watched this little gem before. 4.5 stars. See, you know, there's pros and cons to this. Yeah. Movie,
I think for the time, if it kind of flew under the radar, I feel like those comments, everything about weight, everything now. But like looking at it, you're just kind of like, whoa, this is dated, and you can tell because it's like so body image. Like
they clearly, you know, like there's a lot of things that in this movie I feel like nowadays you just can't get away with. But that's
we say that a lot
of,
don't we?
That's indicative of a lot of movies, honestly, nowadays.
Well, it's because I feel like we also do watch a lot of movies that are like from a while back. Yeah. Like not watching Live and Die in L.A., we're just like, oh my
that
god,
was totally,
that was
yeah.
It's like whoa, a lot of those.
I don't remember anything that was wrong.
I'm just kidding. He's like the ending. That was my favorite scene.
I love that.
Yeah.
Also watched The Live and Die in L.A. We did that movie.
We did that movie, yeah.
Alexis, please put it out.
I plugged like 5 movies in this audio.
When is it coming out, Alexis? When is it done?
It'll be announced. It'll be announced.
To be determined.
TBD. But yeah, no, I mean, thank you for review, Kiki. I think, the weight thing was crazy. For anybody to ever assume or say anything bad about Anne Hathaway's weight in this movie or her appearance is ridiculous.
Yeah.
She looked great.
She looked amazing beginning or end. And I did, you know what? I would say for all the things that her boyfriend did wrong, I liked that he said, I think you looked great before. Like he made it clear that her fashion sense might have changed or elevated, quote unquote, but it didn't make her look, didn't mean she was bad without it. Like, you know, you should think your girl or your partner in any kind looks good in sweatpants and workout clothes or in, you know, some super elevated outfit. Doesn't matter. So that's important.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Thank you for that, Nick. Thank you for that. All right, host.
I think it's time for you guys' rating. I want to hear, Nick, this is your first time watching this movie, right?
It is.
What do you rate it?
I think I'll give this one a 7 out of 10. I think it was a really good movie. I enjoyed it a lot. I think the only things that I didn't really like I said, were the relationships and not just... like the only actual relationship that I thought I really enjoyed was the one that was between like Miranda and Andy and then even Andy and like Emily. Like I think those were really cool. But every other relationship I thought was kind of either dull or like just like it was portraying a message of like not adults. Like I just hate this whole thing of like people are just too stupid to communicate now. So that brought it down for me. But overall, it was really fun. 7 out of 10.
George, I know this is also kind of your first time watching. What do you think?
First time view, I liked it. There's definitely a lot of points, like Nick said, that were solid. I really liked the character development with Anne Hathaway. She eventually discovers, hey, I got to choose happiness and myself. And then the reality is there was little things that I didn't like. Like the side characters sucked. Forgettable. I mean, Meryl Streep's performance was great, so that was a huge highlight. But other than that, there were so many little things where it was so dramatic. It was so sassy. It was definitely like something that I wouldn't watch on my own, but I'd see how you appreciate it. There's definitely an audience for this, and I think it's a great movie. But personally, I'll probably give it like a 6.5. Like, wouldn't watch it on my own.
All right, Alexis, I know this is your second time watching. It's the second or third time watching after a considerable amount of time. What do you think?
You know, I'm going to agree with George, 6.5. I think it's a solid movie. There isn't really anything like egregiously wrong with it. Yeah. But there's just stuff about it that's like, you know, like you should have developed a few things more. But, you know, the performances stand out. I think it's a fun one to watch. Like, is it a chick flick? Yeah, but I don't care. I like it. So hey, 6.5.
We're the boys, baby. We still like it. Let's go.
I still enjoy it.
I think for me, this movie is a definite 9 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah. For me, it does. I think it's a movie I can watch in the background and not have to worry about anything. It's something that...
I think that's Mean Girls for me.
I feel like you rate movies high. You say that so often. You rate movies high when you're like, I don't need to think about it. I can enjoy it even when I'm not watching it.
No, because like... No, look at... This time, this
sort of thing you don't like watching movies. Is that right? Playing video games
If I can ignore this movie... 9 out of 10.
No, yeah, it's like, it's fucking, No Country for Old Men. You're like, this movie's too much. It's amazing fucking masterpiece, but I can't watch it again because it's too much.
No, because 4 out of 10. Because rewatchability is important to me. And if you guys notice, this is the only movie that I've actually sat down and watched it without me playing a video game. If not, I would have.
Yeah, you fucking
to
dick.
Be fair, but your ADHD has kept talking about cameras the whole time.
It's
too.
Like it's my pick, so I'm gonna focus on my movie. I don't care about your guys'.
Oh friends. No, I know what we need to do. His attention span is fried. Just put Subway Surfer underneath. Subway.
It's like the TikToks.
Yeah, exactly.
But all right, overall, what do we give it as a team?
We give it a 7.25 out of 10.
I think that's
which is, you know, let's say it's a 7. I think it's a solid 7.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
I think that is a good rating.
All everybody, right. Watch this film if you haven't seen it. It's pretty good. I think all audiences will like it. Men, women will like. So
it's fun to kind of see the differences between now and back then.
You know, I would say too, like honestly, if you're like a young adult or even like a teenager, watch this movie because it's like, it's a really good insight into what you might be pressured for your early years out of college or even out of high school if you go straight into the workforce to feel like. But it's like that message is important to say, choose
this
life.
Movie is about the crushing machine that corporate America is.
100%.
And how hard it is.
Yeah,
like
the things you should avoid in your industries versus the things you should look for in your industries and like the boundaries you should set for yourself.
End of the day. Choose something that makes you happy and that also gives you some pocket cash. Honestly, like you're going to spend fucking 40, 50 hours of your week at this place. Might as well make it somewhere where you enjoy to be. Or fuck it. Just choose the money. But like at least, well, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm
sell
like,
out, baby. Sell out.
Sell out. No, honestly, I'm like, if it makes you enough money, then you can put that aside. Yeah. But if you don't have the option, choose happiness every day.
If you make Miranda money, shit.
Hell yeah.
That's all we need. Exactly. But all right, where can they find us at, George?
So you guys can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, basically any platform that streams podcasts.
And we post them on YouTube too.
Yeah, we're on YouTube Shorts. We're also on Instagram, TikTok now. We'd love to interact with you guys more. So please give us a shout. I mean, talk to us, send us a message, give us some input. I'm the admin, so feel free to talk to me. Yeah. Nick is in there helping as well. So
please make sure to give us like a little review on Spotify or Apple. It really helps us like, you know, move to the top of those like, you know, podcast searches. And we really enjoy when you guys interact with us. We really take your comments and feedback to heart.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. At the end of the day, if you guys have any recommendations in terms of movies that we want to watch, we'd
love to hear them.
We'd love to hear them. And we've been responding on TikTok to some of like, we had a couple of people that responded to one of our posts. And
I think we get more of the people that follow us now on Letterboxd. Mm-hmm. So please hit us up on Letterboxd.
Yeah.
That's absolutely.
So I guess that's four guys.
One film.